This week, the University of Delaware settled on a new football coach. The Blue Hens turned to a conference foe to find the next man to lead their storied football program. Denny Rocco said so long to UD's Colonial Athletic Association rival, the University of Richmond, to take the reins at UD, and was formally introduced Wednesday at the Carpenter Center. Rocco's hiring culminates a nearly two-month search to replace Dave Brock, who was fired back in October, midway through the Hens' 2016 season and his fourth at the helm. Rocco appeared to be at or near the top of the Hens' coaching wish list all along, though he and UD Athletic Director Chrissy Raywalk say a deal to lure Rocco from Richmond wasn't done until early Monday night. Rocco called Raywalk relentless in her efforts to land him. Raywalk says that's because she believes Rocco is the right fit for both the program and the university.
It was a process. It was a very intentional, very deliberate, very thoughtful process that began a couple months ago. And as I shared, my focus was finding the very, very best football coach for this program. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So that means a proven winner, but somebody that wins the right way. That means somebody that not just says they understand and value the student-athlete experience, but demonstrates that in all of the decisions and the choices that they make. That means a team player, you know, a partner for me, a partner for our other coaches, that embodies and embraces the values and the traditions of this university and of this program. We had unbelievable interest, and, you know, not surprising. It just reinforced how special this place is and how special this program is. But I can tell you, as we went through each step in this process, it became so clear to us that Danny Rocco was the right man for Delaware. Not just the right man for this job, the right man for Delaware.
Rocco says both Raywalk and UD President Dennis Asanas did an exceptional job of making him believe he and UD are a good fit.
Dr. Asanas has really done an unbelievable job in communicating a message and a motivational understanding of the student-athlete experience. He is fully committed to the student experience at the University of Delaware being the best experience it can possibly be, and he understands the role in athletics in all of that. He understands the importance of the football program and what it does within our community, and how it helps us bring people back and unite the alumni and the fan base. So those were really powerful messages I heard from him, and I really liked and valued his enthusiasm for this university and for this position here of head football coach. Chrissy, the thing that I think I appreciated the most was her ability to listen and hear, and she was able to always respond to the things that I thought were important. And she heard those messages, and she was able to respond to those messages and offer the vision, you know, that I wanted to hear.
In 11 seasons as head coach at Liberty and Richmond, Rocco has never had a losing season, won 6 conference titles, and taken 3 Richmond teams to the NCAA playoffs. That track record is good news for UD, but there is the question of why leave Richmond for the Blue Hens. In 5 seasons with the Spiders, Rocco compiled a 43-22 record, and those 3 NCAA playoff appearances included a trip to the tournament's Final Four a year ago. His team this year posted a 10-4 record, including a 31-17 win over Delaware, and was back in the playoffs once again. Meanwhile, the Hens are trying to recapture the program's past glory. UD has 6 national championships, but its last playoff appearance was in 2010, and the team has been 500 or worse in 4 of the 6 seasons since. That includes 4-7 records in each of the past 2 seasons, the Hens' first back-to-back losing seasons since the late 1930s. But Rocco says bringing UD football back was actually part of what drew him to the job.
I am very highly motivated by challenges. I am a problem solver. I work to identify and solve problems, and I really was looking for another challenge. And maybe in some ways I may have taken the last program as far as maybe I thought I could take it.
Rocco says the process of reviving the Hens' fortunes begins right away, and he has a plan.
I have a 3-phase action plan. Phase 1 starts tomorrow. and it'll really start focusing in on the recruiting cycle. It'll focus in on the staff evaluations and interviews. I will interview and communicate with every single coach that was on staff here last year, and I'll continue to communicate with other coaches, some of which are on my staff at the University of Richmond. So putting my staff together, getting off to a fast start here in recruiting, and then meeting the personnel here on campus and connecting with the community are the things I want to be able to do here before the Christmas break.
But Rocco adds he understands he can't turn the Hens around alone.
I recognize that it's going to have to be a team effort, a collective effort. I think everybody within the Delaware family has got to rally and unite. And we need it from our students, our alumni, the community. And I want to be able to do anything and everything in my power to represent our athletic program and represent our university with class and dignity as we work towards our goals.
Rocco got a warm reception from students, staff, alumni, and fans when he was introduced at the Carpenter Center Wednesday. But those warm feelings toward the new coach will likely only last if he can deliver a new arc, what he did at Liberty and Richmond, starting in 2017.